How a surgeon with a damaged knee learned to outsmart arthritis. A surgeon who has spent decades repairing the knees of Olympic athletes and NFL players walks into his clinic every morning with a quiet reminder of his own fragility. At 16, a brutal hit on a football field shattered his kneecap and tore his medial collateral ligament. That knee has never fully healed, and Dr. Nicholas D. Newbel has spent 40 years making sure it never slows him down. For D. Newbel, this fight against knee deterioration is both professional and personal. In a recent episode of Vital Signs from the Epoch Times, he shared decades of hard-won wisdom, not from a position of clinical detachment, but as someone who has lived with the problem he treats every day. As a teenager playing football, he was clipped, tearing his MCL and suffering a severe fracture dislocation of his patella. Back then, the standard treatment was 3 months in a cast, a decision he now recognizes as deeply counterproductive. "That was probably the worst thing you could ever do," he recalled, "because keeping things still, unless you absolutely have to, is not good for your joints. The prolonged immobilization weakened the surrounding muscles and accelerated joint damage, causing his kneecap to develop arthritis far earlier than it otherwise might have." Decades later, even as one of the country's leading knee specialists, he recognizes the limits of surgery for his particular injury. "If it's just the kneecap that's arthritic, it's hard to fix that with surgery," he said. "So I had to always work on other ways to work around it." That personal battle shaped his entire career philosophy, one built on smart movement, minimally invasive innovation, and a deep respect for the joint's delicate balance. "Early in my career, I stopped doing joint replacements," he said. "My goal was to save people's knees, number one, through prevention. Number two, through amelioration. Shed pounds, build strength." In the United States, knee pain and osteoarthritis rank among the top reasons people see a doctor. Aging, old injuries, excess weight, and daily wear slowly destroy protective cartilage, bringing stiffness, pain, and a frustrating loss of mobility. "Of all the variables a patient can control," D. Newbel said, "one stands above the rest." "What's the best advice for preventing knee problems?" "I would say keeping your weight down," he said. "Excess weight affects knees in two ways, through direct mechanical overload and by fueling body-wide inflammation that worsens joint degeneration. Every pound you carry, the knee thinks is 4 or 5 pounds, D. Newbel said. That amplified force wears down cartilage faster and speeds arthritis progression, while the inflammatory effects of obesity compound the damage from within. The inflammatory side of obesity that creates inflammation throughout your body is not good if you're already developing some arthritis," he added. "Weight control is essential, but building strong leg muscles is often the more transformative pillar. As people age or become inactive, these muscles weaken, leaving the knees vulnerable. Trying to keep your quadriceps and all your leg muscles strong is important," D. Newbel emphasized. "Your core, your quads, your calves, your hamstrings, they protect the knee. They're your shock absorbers. A case for three-dimensional fitness. Staying active through sports is one of the best ways to lubricate joints, maintain joint function, and reduce the risk of arthritis, but not all movement is equal." D. Newbel draws a sharp distinction between linear gym routines and what he calls three-dimensional fitness, or 3D fit, the kind of multidirectional agility, quick reaction, and adaptability that real life actually demands. "Exercise is medicine. It helps just about every organ system in your body," D. Newbel said. "If you're sedentary, it's like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, it's a death sentence." Researchers analyzed data from 13 studies involving more than 1 million people and found that sitting for more than 8 hours a day without physical activity was associated with a mortality risk similar to that seen with obesity and smoking. As editor-in-chief of The Physician and Sports Medicine, D. Newbel made this case in his editorial, "Are You 3D Fit?" Arguing that treadmills and stationary bikes, while valuable, train the body in only one plane of movement. "Till I went to three-dimensional stuff again, I didn't realize how much I lost, but I got it back." His sport of choice is tennis. D. Newbel champions the sport for rebuilding true 3D fit and preparing the body for everyday demands. The Copenhagen City Heart Study found that, among physically active people, recreational tennis players appeared to gain the greatest longevity advantage of any sport measured, with an average increase of 9.7 years in life expectancy compared with sedentary peers, outperforming runners, cyclists, swimmers, and others. Tennis blends aerobic endurance with high-intensity intervals, sprints, stops, and explosive changes of direction, and constant spatial problem-solving. Studies show that recreational players may have better musculoskeletal and lower extremity function, sharper coordination, better balance for fall prevention, and enhanced proprioception, your body's internal GPS system. The benefits extend beyond the physical. The mental and social benefits round it out. Strategy keeps the brain sharp, while play fosters friendships and combats loneliness, as bad as being sedentary with aging, Denubel said. You make new friends, and you do a lot with these friends. The sport can also adapt as the body changes. Even with knee limitations, tennis still offers ways to stay in the game. I can't play much singles anymore because I've got a bum knee, he said, but doubles lets you stay in the game. In one activity, tennis covers physical, cognitive, and social bases, all the bases for giving you what you want in life. Why young women are at particular risk. A major concern in sports medicine is the high rate of anterior cruciate ligament tears among young female athletes, and the long shadow those injuries cast. When you tear your ACL, if you think a meniscus is bad, tearing your ACL is your guarantee. Even if you get good surgery and repair the ACL, you're guaranteed 10 to 20 years later to have arthritis in that knee, even if it's repaired, Denubel warned. While anyone can tear an ACL, research consistently shows that women are up to 8 times more likely than men to sustain this injury, driven by a combination of biomechanical and hormonal factors. Before puberty, boys and girls land from jumps identically, according to Denubel. Around puberty, women start landing differently, less knee flexion, more upright posture, increased knee valgus or inward collapse, and greater quadriceps dominance relative to the hamstrings, patterns that strain the ACL. Hormonal fluctuations may also increase ligament laxity at certain phases of the menstrual cycle, especially around ovulation. Fortunately, prevention is possible. Studies show that structured neuromuscular training programs, focused on landing mechanics, hip and hamstring strengthening, and movement pattern correction, can reduce lower non-contact ACL injuries by 50% to 70% in female athletes, with even greater reductions among those with high compliance. Joint supplements, protecting what remains. For people showing early signs of knee arthritis, acceptance is key. The joint may require a different approach to stay active long-term. While remaining fit and engaged is entirely possible, high-impact activities should be minimized to avoid accelerating wear and tear. Supplements can serve as a valuable supportive tool in this strategy. I'm a big believer in joint supplements. I think the data is pretty good on glucosamine and chondroitin, Denubel said, particularly when using high-quality brands. Glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate, often combined, have demonstrated benefits in some people with osteoarthritis, including symptom relief and potential cartilage protective effects. He also recommends other cartilage protective compounds, such as boswellia, green tea extract, and avocado soy compounds, which are found in some of the better joint supplements. I don't think it's going to regrow any cushions, but it can protect and stabilize the situation, Denubel said. Beyond oral supplements, turmeric, which contains the compound curcumin, may offer anti-inflammatory effects and is worth considering. For more targeted intervention, newer injectables such as platelet-rich plasma show promise for short-term pain relief and functional improvements in knee osteoarthritis. What supplements cannot do, however, is reverse structural damage. You can't take something in your mouth or get a shot and regrow your joint, Denubel said. When surgery becomes necessary. True cartilage repair is limited to specialized procedures. For early, localized damage, what Denubel compares to potholes in an otherwise healthy joint, autologous chondrocyte implantation involves harvesting a patient's cartilage cells, growing them in a lab, and implanting them into the damaged area. ACI is ideal for focal lesions but not for widespread arthritis. Denubel was an early adopter of matrix-assisted autologous chondrocyte implantation, or MACI, which uses a biologic scaffold to implant cartilage cells with less surgical trauma than older open procedures. Recovery typically takes months on crutches, with a return to sports in 9 to 12 months. When arthritis progresses to bone-on-bone contact, joint replacement is the standard of care. It relieves pain and restores function. It's still a great procedure. It keeps people active and gets you back to a lot of things, even if distance running isn't on the menu, DeNewell said. That said, it remains, in his view, a last resort rather than a first response. Minimally invasive approaches, such as knee arthroscopy, allow surgeons to perform targeted repairs of meniscal and cartilage injuries through small incisions, preserving joint integrity. The mind's powerful role in healing. Of everything DeNewell has observed across decades of practice, one factor continues to separate patients who undergo identical procedures but have dramatically different outcomes: mindset. The mind really affects how you feel, how you heal, and you can make it work for you or against you, DeNewell said. 10 patients with identical procedures can have dramatically different recoveries. Elite athletes often heal faster because of their discipline and positive outlook. People with chronic pain, by contrast, may make limited progress despite successful surgeries if psychological factors are ignored. DeNewell urges collaboration with mental health professionals as part of the rehabilitation plan, not as an optional extra. Healing is mechanical, but a strong, positive mind can be a powerful ally. By combining weight control, smart movement through activities like tennis, targeted supplements, timely interventions, and the right mindset, you can prevent, ease, or even slow knee arthritis, and keep your knees thriving for life.